process you have to go through, really, isn't it? Just kind of getting to, I guess, learning to not go into shops. The temptation, I think, learning how to deal with that kind of temptation, getting yourself out of that mindset that, you know, it's out of bounds now, and you've made that decision, but it takes a while for it to kind of kick in, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so yeah, just training myself not to wander into Topshop. I mean, I'm safe if I go in there now, and I can look at the garments maybe for inspiration rather than something I might buy. But that was a little bit of a thing, and then going on holiday or going shopping with my friends, and they're just buying stuff, and just being like, oh, I can't, but it's weird because you say can't, but you've self-imposed. But I guess when I was in Spain, it was a problem because I didn't have a massive amount of clothes. I went out there with a suitcase and a backpack. So I think when I was there, and they don't have charity shops, there was one charity shop called Humana, and it was ridiculously expensive. It was prohibitively expensive, like more expensive than like Oxfam here. Crazy. I have a friend, an English girl, who I actually met via the Wardrobe Refashion
site,
and she lives out there, and she's dedicated to the cause, so she goes and shops in there despite its prohibitive price.
Oh my goodness.
They have a slightly different way of doing things. I think you read my article on that maybe, about how would they tend to put things in the street.
Yes, yeah, and they do it with furniture as well, don't they?
Yeah, totally. So you might just wander past the bin one day and there'll be a big mound of clothes.